Every time you stream a video, send an email, or ask an AI assistant a question, a data center somewhere is working hard and drinking deep. Large-scale data centers can consume 1 to 5 million gallons of water per day for cooling their servers, with hyperscale facilities operated by companies like Google, Microsoft, and Amazon drawing even more. Nationally, data centers already account for billions of gallons of freshwater consumption annually, and that number is climbing fast as artificial intelligence drives explosive demand for computing power. Montana in the crosshairs. Montana's cool climate, relatively low land costs, and available land have made it an increasingly attractive destination for tech infrastructure investment. Cooler ambient temperatures reduce the energy needed for cooling, but water-based cooling systems remain the industry standard, and they don't disappear just because the air is cold. Montana's rivers and streams, the Clark Fork, the Blackfoot, the Yellowstone, the Missouri headwaters, are already stressed by drought, agricultural demand, and climate change. Groundwater aquifers that took thousands of years to fill can be drawn down in decades. These are not systems built to absorb industrial-scale water extraction. Who pays the price? The stakes are not abstract. Montana's farmers and ranchers depend on reliable water access for irrigation and livestock. Indigenous nations hold treaty-protected water rights that have been fought for and defended for generations. Blue ribbon trout fisheries, the backbone of a thriving outdoor recreation economy, require cold, clean, high-flow water to survive. Riparian corridors shelter elk, osprey, beaver, and hundreds of other species. When water levels drop and temperatures rise, these ecosystems don't just struggle, they collapse. A single poorly sited data center could trigger cascading harm across an entire watershed. What must be done? Montana cannot afford to trade its water future for server farms. We are calling on residents, advocates, and concerned citizens to take action now. Contact your state legislators and demand that data center water use be subject to rigorous review before any permits are issued. Support strong water rights protections that prioritize agricultural, municipal, and ecological needs over industrial extraction. Demand mandatory environmental impact assessments, including full water use disclosures, for any proposed data center facility. Attend public comment hearings and make your voice heard before decisions are made behind closed doors. Montana's waterways are not a commodity. They are a birthright for the people, the wildlife, and the land that has always depended on them. Let's keep it that way.